What is a burnout and how to cope with it? Burnout is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion that results from chronic, unrelenting stress, typically associated with onerous job or a prolonged period of overwork and excessive demands. It is often characterized by a feeling of being overwhelmed, drained, and unable to cope with the demands of onerous responsibilities. What is a burnout and how to cope with it? I was in my A efficiency masterclass where a student asked A what is burnout, A and A how to cope up with it. Key characteristics of burnout include 1. Emotional exhaustion. Individuals experiencing burnout often feel emotionally drained, depleted, and detached from their work or personal life. They may experience a sense of helplessness and hopelessness. 2. Reduced professional efficacy. A decreased sense of accomplishment and a perceived decline in job performance are common signs of burnout. People might doubt their abilities and question the value of their work. 3. Cynicism and detachment. Burnout can lead to increased feelings of cynicism and detachment from work or relationships. Individuals may become more negative, distant, and less engaged. Burnout is a multifaceted phenomenon, and its causes can vary from person to person. Common contributors to burnout include excessive workload, lack of control over onerous work, unclear job expectations, poor job fit, long hours, and a lack of support from colleagues or supervisors. Personal factors, such as perfectionism and a tendency to overcommit, can also contribute to burnout. It is important to address burnout promptly, as it can have significant negative consequences on an individual's physical and mental health, job performance, and personal relationships. Preventing and managing burnout often involves strategies like setting boundaries, seeking support from friends and family, practicing stress reduction techniques, and, in some cases, considering changes in onerous work environment or job responsibilities. How to cope with burnout? Well, what we can do about it? Well, increase productivity. I bring in here the concept of a 7 types of resta. It is not a universally recognized or established classification in the field of rest and relaxation. There can be a need for more than one type of rest. However, there are several dimensions or types of rest that people often consider when discussing physical and mental well-being. These dimensions can contribute to overall rest and rejuvenation. Some of these dimensions or types of rest include types of rest to mitigate. Certainly, here is the information presented in a running text format. Physical rest. Signs of physical exhaustion, chronic fatigue, and disrupted sleep patterns. To address physical rest needs, ensure adequate and quality sleep, take short breaks during the workday, engage in relaxation techniques like yoga, stretching, or massage therapy, and maintain a healthy diet and exercise regimen. If 7 to 8 hours of sleep alone does not help, consider seeking another type of rest. Mental rest. Frequent mental fatigue, difficulty concentrating, and persistent memory issues. If you find yourself experiencing mental exhaustion and memory problems, try scheduling short breaks every 2 hours during the workday to remind yourself to slow down. It is also helpful to keep a notepad by your bedside to jot down nagging thoughts that might hinder your ability to sleep. Sensory rest. Overwhelm due to sensory stimuli like bright lights, computer screens, or excessive background noise. For those overwhelmed by sensory stimuli in office environments, it is essential to create moments of sensory rest. Close your eyes for a minute every hour during the day and intentionally unplug from electronics at the end of each day. Engage in practices of sensory deprivation to mitigate overstimulation. Additionally, switch off the radio and other electronics during your commute back from the office. Creative rest. Frequent creative blockages, reduced inspiration, and a diminished passion for creative tasks. Combat creative blockages by incorporating regular breaks during creative work, changing your creative environment, immersing yourself in nature, and displaying inspiring images and art in your workspace. Cultivate a setting that sparks creativity and innovation. Emotional rest. Feeling unappreciated, the tendency to please others, and reluctance to express authentic emotions For those who often feel exhausted from people-pleasing and being depended upon, create the time and space to freely express your feelings. Reduce people-pleasing tendencies and muster the courage to be authentic. Encourage open communication to share your emotions, even when they are challenging. Social rest. Difficulty distinguishing between relationships that replenish and those that drain, resulting in feelings of exhaustion and social imbalance. To address social rest needs, surround yourself with positive and supportive individuals, both in person and virtually. Engage fully in your interactions by turning on your camera for online meetings and giving your full attention to your conversations. Spiritual rest. A yearning for a deeper sense of belonging, love, acceptance, and purpose beyond the physical and mental realms. For individuals seeking spiritual rest, incorporate practices such as prayer, meditation, or community involvement into your daily routine. Engage in activities that connect you with something greater than yourself, fostering a profound sense of spiritual rest. You can watch the related TED Talk.